Simon Kufpe Zayin. We find the din of a woman who sees dam during Tashmish. So the Gemara gives us a big heter. And the heter is that if she has a makkah, she could be tola on the makkah. The Gemara says, Nida Samach Vav, Im Yeshla makkah ba'ose makom, tola ba'makasa. She could assume that the dam is coming from the makkah, and it's not dam nidus. Woman has nemanis to say she has a maka, and even from the makar, even from the uterus, the dam is really coming from a maka. So this is a tremendous heter. It's nogeya roa machmas tashmish, but really much more broadly, it's nogeya so many nidus shailas that there's a tzad to say that the blood's coming from a maka. Now, why could we be makel? It's interesting, we could be makel. Could be coming from a makkah, but it could be coming from regular dam nidus. So the chorot pshat is, we have two candidates. So memela, we go by cheskas tara. The woman has a cheskas tara, let's assume she's tahara. But the big shayla is, how do we know a woman has a makkah? What's considered a makkah, and how does a woman know? It says that a woman knows. Woman's nemanis to say it. How does she know? Today, so you could always know. You could always go to a gynecologist or a bodekas, right? There's Hasidish ladies who, you know a lot about these things and have all the equipment, and you can just check it out. Right? Even in the uterus, you could get a sonogram and figure out what's going on. Bimei Chazal, there was nothing they could do. There was no way. Somehow she's able to say she has a makkah, but there's no physical way of seeing it. You know, they didn't have flashlights. They didn't have the instruments to hold the makkah open. And for whatever reason it is, but never do you find until the modern day anyone suggesting, oh, let's look and see if she has a makkah or not. Let a woman go check her. There's no musik like that. You don't find it. It doesn't seem to be something that was, you know, the vocabulary of Chazal, that sort of petika like that. The only thing we find is the petika shvoferes. The way Chazal would check this out is the shvoferes, the pipe with the cloth in it, and you could figure out, is the blood coming from the makar or from the walls, the sides of the Beis Achitzon. But without that, there's no way to know. So how do we know? How is it that this woman apparently knows and that she could say she has a makkah and be told on the makkah? So says the Rashba. He says, Mistabra, dafilu eina margeshes mamish hadam shosis viyoreit. Even if she doesn't mamish feel the blood's coming out of the makkah, still she could be told on the makkah. Because her eyes are not in her makkah. There's no way she could possibly really know where the dam's coming from without b'dikas shvoferes. So the Mela says to Rash, but when the Gemara says, I know I have a makkah and that's where the dam's coming from, doesn't mean she mamish knows where the dam's coming from. Just means she knows she has a makkah. And Mela, she knows she has a makkah, so Mela, we're going to assume it comes from the makkah, even though she doesn't mamish know. So that tells us, definitely surface level, a big kula, which is that she just has to feel she has a makkah. What does that mean? So perhaps what it means, the Beis Yosef seems to understand it means, many understood, that it just means she feels there's a makkah, something's wrong there, something hurts. There's something there that's unusual, not part of the way things feel. Something just feels painful there. She has something that she could tell there's some sort of infection there or cut there. And therefore, there's a makkah. A mela, based on that, she's able to be matter her down. Yeah.
So, have you said before, Medika or Bishoferis, what exactly was
Oh, so the Bdika Shofaris is that what they did to figure out if it's from the side or not, and you can still do this today, though I've never heard anyone do it, but you take a pipe, you fill it with cotton, and there's an open end, you know, and you have a pipe that's made so you won't hurt her. You know, it's like folded over in some way, and you put it into the Beis Achitzon. And then, if the dam goes onto the katan, you see that it's coming from the Pia Makar, because you put the shofar, so the opening on the tap is connected to the Pia Makar. If the dam doesn't come from there, so it's coming from the sides, you can see. Something like that. You know, it's used bedafka in the context of a woman who sees Machmas Tashmash. But that could be a way of checking.
And so why don't... So the Rashba is just saying that...
Gemara says if she has a makkah, or if she says she knows she has a makkah, we believe her, and it can be told on the makkah. The shofar, it doesn't say she's using a shofar. The shofar is used for an extreme case the Gemara talks about, checking the shofar. This just sounds, a woman says, I have a makkah. Even I have a makkah in the makar. But a makkah in the makar, nothing's going to help to tell you. There's no way to check a makkah in the uterus. Something's wrong in the uterus. You have no way of knowing if it's coming from a makkah or from the uterus. But we see a woman is believed to say she feels it. So she feels it. So what does she feel? So l'chayra means that she feels there's something painful there, and that makes, and therefore we say she has a makkah. If so, all you need to give a heter is the fact there's pain. And that's the basis of Shita. That's the way it's understood. Others have said it's the Shvus Yaakov and the Shev Yaakov, both right in Shuvos. If a woman's doing a bedika and she feels pain, that's not usual, right? If it feels very irritated, it's a significant amount of pain, she could then assume that she has a makkah and a mela, her bad bedika, she could just assume it's coming from the tzadim. So just pain. Pain itself would be enough. Now, the Taz talks about a woman who has a pain around the kidneys. And when she gets this pain, she sees dam. She says she could diagnose herself based on her pain and say the dam is not coming from the uterus at all, it's coming from the kidneys based on this pain. So she could self-diagnose. The Chacham Tzvi was very upset about this. He said this is not a heter. Why? He says, because what do you mean? You can have pain in the uterus. When a woman gets their period, they have pain. How do you know? How could you just say pain makes a heter? Okay, so that could be a taina. You know, a little bit, it's based on the metzias. The Aruch HaShulchan just points out, which is pasha, that would be true if it's an internal pain. Internal pain, you can't tell so much, but if she feels a burning feeling inside her Beis Achitzon, so that's clearly, you could diagnose that, right? Even in the uterus, mistama, she could feel something that feels really wrong, you know, that doesn't, you know. She's gotten her period many times, and she knows this is not that sort of feeling. So, but that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. You can't just say, you can't always just say pain, right? Maybe this is pain, maybe this is menstruation pain, okay. But that's the basic idea, that just to know that there's a makkah, it sounds like it's pretty easy. It's the pain that does it. So the shach, yeah.
So what's the reason why? Isn't this just a subject that's asher levure?
So how would it be mavarit?
The
particular shofaris.
I mean, if there's a way to figure it out, how are you allowed to?
Okay, so my feeling is they didn't consider that. You could figure it out. You know, it's not a simple thing to do. That's what I would assume, right? Maybe like if you take put a shofaris keneged the makar, and she says she feels it's coming from the sides, from a makkah. Lamaisa, we see afterwards you don't see anything from the sides, and the cotton inside the tube is full of dam. Makes sense, that should prove something. You're right, I hear that. I think they weren't so, you know, the same way they don't mention anyone checking in there. I think it's that wasn't, you have to check things out when it's somewhat easy to check out. You don't have to do wild things. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
Could also be that if she's claiming Monica in the car, you can't use the chauffeurs to prove that, because it's just going to pick up on Don coming out of the car, but you have no...
Right. But what if she says it's a Monica from the starting?
Right.
So l'chaira, there should be a way.
Right, but maybe it's a chash for Rashi, it's not a good bedika, really, but I know it's just not ideal.
That even that isn't a good, right? It's just, right. The Gemara actually gives bedika chauffeurs. It's talking about an extreme case where a woman is on the verge of getting divorced. Right, maybe.
Three by three.
Maybe a third time getting divorced. It's used as like, okay. Oh, so that's a mahalach. That's a mekel mahalach. The shach, though, was a machmer. The shach says, no, it can't be. How could it be so mekel? You have a, she feels something hurts, she feels something's wrong, but she doesn't know that bleeds bechlal. You know, there's different levels, even in the most common problem women have in the Beis Hachitzon is probably a yeast infection. So they have something there that makes a burning feeling. They know something's wrong, but you know, if it's very developed that the infection is she's very infected, it could cause bleeding, but it doesn't always cause bleeding. Maybe it's not so significant. How do we just say that something's wrong, let's be told on that. He says, L'chaira, even if you're going to say, go l'kula, cheskas tara, but l'maisa, the makar for sure gives out down. That we know. That is no suffix about. So how could we balance one against the other? How could we say, oh, it's coming from the makar for the makar? No. The stomach, be told it's coming from the makar, because the makar we know is Yiddush Motzi Dam. The makar, we don't know if it's Motzi Dam at all. If something that might cause bleeding, and you can be told on that. He doesn't like that. So the shach says no. The shach says she has to know that it's motzi dam. It's not enough that she says she has a makkah, she has to have a makkah. She knows it's motzi dam. So what did the Rashba mean? The Rashba said, oh, you can't see it, and therefore she doesn't have to know that it shows his fiorid. He said that the Rashba just means she doesn't have to know it's bleeding right now. But she has to know that this makkah bleeds. 100% clear what that means, but it bleeds, but is it bleeding now? Usually things either, if they bleed, they're bleeding now. If they don't, not bleeding now, it's because they're healing. Okay, but he says it has to be that this marker is something that you know bleeds. It's not just, it's not enough to say it hurts. So that's what he says. The third shita is the Ramah shita. And he has a very nice pshara, very, very mustaver. He says that it depends. It depends when is she seeing the dam. If she's seeing the dam on days that she normally doesn't see dam, before the first, let's say, 25 days of her cycle, she knows she never sees dam. Right? Certainly in Shiv Nikiyim, a normal woman never sees dam in Shiv Nikiyim. So then she has a veses that she's not going to see dam then. And therefore, there's good reason to say it's not coming from the makar. But maybe if there's any maka there, you can assume it's coming from a maka, because the maka is a much better candidate, or at least an equal candidate to come from the makar. But if she's seeing the dam on days that she's prone to get her period, also on those days, we have to be more careful. We have to say, oh, there's reason to think it's normal from a car to give out dam on these days, on day 28. And Mela, if I want to be Batah her, I need something strong connected it to say that she has a Makkah that she knows is Motzi Dam. She has to have a more significant Makkah, just to balance out the Haydn Chash that she's actually seeing dam in a Makar. So that's a very nice Pshara. Chachmas Adam takes that, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan takes that. And he bases it on the Gemara, line of the Gemara, that's not clear what it means. But it's talking about the woman who sees down after Tashma, says if she has a makkah, she's told on her makkah. And if she has a vessel, she's told on her vessel. The Raman understands that means. If she has a veses, so she could be told on her veses that the dam from the makar is going to come by her veses time. And therefore, this dam, which is not at the time of the veses time, let's be told it on the makar. It's not really the Gemara. His two stages like this. But he says that this is the idea that when she's at a time that it's assumed she shouldn't be seeing dam in a makar, we could be more mako. So that's a very mustabrish shita. It's not so clear in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't really have these two levels. That's what he writes. Rav Moshe writes in Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Gimel, one should be machmer like the shach, unless the woman's having a very hard time of being matar. Woman's having a very hard time being matar, so then she could be somech on the Rama. But normally, better to be somech, better to be choshish for the shach. So that's the basic. I don't actually know Sfaradim, but the basic Ashkenazi psak is to be choshish, accept extreme circumstances for the shach, and to insist that we have to know about this makkah. It's not that there's something wrong, but that it's something significant that you would assume it gives it's bleeding. In the Shach's world, you have to understand how do you have the heter? The Maaseh of the Gemara does say there's a heter. But a woman can't see it. If you can't see it, how could she possibly know that this makkah bleeds? So, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, in Ein Yitzchak, I think it's Simon Gimel, so he writes, Avada, it's impossible to say that it's so hard for a woman to prove she has a makkah. We can't be so machmer. You should know also bechlal, makkahs are terrible things. Like especially before they had doctors, if a woman had a makkah, she's finished. You know, she can't be with her husband because she could just not have such a hard time becoming tar. If she has something that's bleeding, so how would she figure this out? So he points out the Shach has to agree. There's a Gemara. It says, Nemenes Isha Lomar. How does a woman self-diagnose herself so well? It can't be that she has to be able to be made in Bezin with the Shvua that her Makkah is bleeding. How could she possibly know that? The other point he points out, that's Beferish, it's not so hard to know you have a Makkah. He points out from Dan Basulim. We have this whole sugya of Dan Basulim, which is a sugya teaching us this din that we're told on a makkah. And we're told on a makkah, and even when it's not so clear she has a makkah, that's motzi dam. Right? The first bia rishon, okay. That we know maybe she could be made on that this is dam, she's a psula. But it's not a sopasha, right? The Gemara talks about a bogeres, right? Even a bogeres, the Gemara says by a bogeres doesn't have all of her besulin anymore. And she doesn't have a tainas besulin. Right? So afal pikein, right? A bogeres has bir rishona, right before chachamim said bol bilas misva reporesh. At least Me'ikur Hadin, that was a gzeira, but Me'ikur Hadin, she has Bir Rishona, when they break the Basulim, even on a Bogeres, even though she does not know that she has Basulim, right? Ask around. Many women do not see down Basulim, right? Because they get married at, you know, they're older already, they're already in Bagris, they're over 12 and a half, most women get married and they don't necessarily see Basulim, you know, maybe half see, maybe say Rove. Rishonim seems to be that Rove sees, but you don't find that they're all seeing. Afal Pikein, you can be told, it's not Yodua Shemotzi Dam. Okay, but Alpi Rove, it means it's expected to see Dam. It's something, or it's likely to see Dam. That Lechaira is enough. So what exactly to the Shach, just halacha, if it's not practical to go to Bodekas? And also, I'll just tell you, stamas are, if you have a good kula, you don't have to censor the Gorobo deck, because women don't appreciate this as much as we would think. Right? It's not so comfortable. You know, it's painful, it could be humiliating, and if they're not yeshivas, forget about it. You know, that sense, you know, they don't have that sort of sense of you know, they feel it's like that's crossed the line. So when could you assume? So one thing mentioned the Taz, if she has a condition that a doctor will tell you this is likely to bleed. Right? Like a yeast infection that they see already the certain, you know, the stages in it, but they certain discharges they have that you could tell from that there's a serious yeast infection there, and then you could already be matar the vatikos. Also mentioned, if she sees, we mentioned the Taz, if she sees the dam always in conjunction with the pain, and only in conjunction with the pain. You know, she feels a sudden pain, and then she sees dam. So that also, and otherwise she doesn't see. She only sees it when she gets that pain. So that also will tell her, like let's say even in the uterus, right? She has a pain, sees pain and then sees dam. The Chacham Tzvi would have a problem with that, possibly. But if it's something that's a pain that does not feel anything like menstruation, and she has that pain, and then she sees dam, and when she doesn't have the pain, she doesn't feel dam, so that could be, that is a raya that she's seeing dam for the maka, that she has a maka that's mostly dam. The Shulchan Aruch says a heter, I mentioned heter from the Trumas Hadashin, that if she feels when she does a vedika, she feels pain, and right where it feels pain, she doesn't feel pain in the whole Beis Achitzon. She feels with her finger, and she feels that this point of the Beis Achitzon is pain, and when she does the vedika, at that point where there is the pain, that's where she sees dam. The dam is on that part of the vedika cloth. So if she checks herself like that a few times, she could ascertain from that there's a maka that's mostly dam. So that's that will also work. If you have a medical procedure which is likely to cause bleeding. The Chavir say likely to be considered pashtus. Pashtus to be considered makalis yidua shemotzi dam. It has to be at least al pi rov that it's motzi dam. So if she sees, does something that the doctor will tell you this is likely to cause bleeding, so that'll also be a heter. She can assume that'll be, you know, the same way Dan Basulin, that'll be a heter. Rav Moshe has a point, an interesting point, to be a little bit more makel than this. This is in Igros Moshe, Aleph Pei Gimel. So he has a svara, just a little bit more makel. He says, well, if the doctor does something, and right after the doctor's visit, there is blood. He said, the doctor, she has a maka, let's say that's not motzi dam. Okay? Some sort of growth. I don't know, if some of the Beis Achitzin, you should know, it's a more, it gets a lot of makos. More than, it's not like the tough, it's more like the, in the mouth, people get a lot of makos, right? It's not like, it's a very common thing. So there's something there, there's some sort of growth there, and he probes it with a probe and pushes on it, and it's uncomfortable, and then right afterwards she sees blood. So the Moshe says, even if you wouldn't know that al pi rov it's going to cause bleeding, but the fact that you saw bedafka after he probed it, that's an extra reason to be makel. That's more reason to assume it's coming from the what the doctor did. Doctor's procedure. So that's also a little bit of a more svara to be makel, is that when they see dam, and the dam came right after, and only right after the doctor did something. So then there's more reason, even if it's not so mukhuk that it's mostly dam, to assume it happened from that. Esel Kamen. This is a little less clear, but women who just feel something and they feel like it makes sense that would have caused bleeding. Like a woman does a bedika and it really hurts. Like this happens also quite a bit. A woman has bia and she feels it really hurts. So to be mako, right? If you're gonna mako like the shach. So to make it like the shach, you have to ask her how much did it hurt. So the Divrei Malkiel and Chelek Hei Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. So he says the Heter. He's just the one who says it's black and white, so it's quoted a lot. Is that if she says I feel like I scratched myself, or this is something that I just asked Rabbanim about this. They said if the woman says that I would expect that to bleed. You know, like sometimes you fall down and you hurt your knee, right? If you remember from the days when we wore shorts, right? So you fell down. So sometimes you expect your knee to be bleeding. If it's not bleeding, oh wow, it's not bleeding. Sometimes, you know. So if it feels like that, something she really feels, it makes sense that itself would be enough, even to the shach. Even to the shach, that should be enough to self-diagnose yourself. So that's the basic criterion. More than that, you have to go to a bodekas, and it's always g'day. It's an interesting thing. Sometimes you want to be more mekel. Rav Yashiv has a tshuva, speaking very strongly against poskim, who they paskim just based on their seeing it. You know, the real truth is a rav could be almost sure when he looks at a bedika if it's from a makar or not. You know, especially the real bekiya, who's writing against another chashuva rav, well-known rav in Eretz Yisrael, who was like a real baki. But the Maisa Rav Yashiv said, which is totally accepted, is that in Chazal you never find that you could just, I think it's Dan Maka, it looks like Dan Maka. You know, a little bit of looks, the color is slightly different. You know, very slightly different. You know, you have to be a real baki. But one of the things that happens sometimes, and I once saw a Rav who's matter this, the whole thing looks like a good color. The Vedika cloth looks like it's a good color, it's yellow. And there's a tiny bit of pinprick of dam, fresh blood. And the woman said she felt a little bit of pain. But not that, it's just like, not enough that she could say, I'm using my mnemonics here, that there's a maka that's mostly dam. It hurts, you know. But not, not enough that she could be made that there's a maka that's mostly dam. It often hurts her. So what could you say? So you'd so much like to say that, yeah, look, the color's good. There's a tiny drop of fresh blood, a little pinprick of something, and she said it was very uncomfortable, and it makes sense, this is damak, you know. So is there any room to be mekel? So standard would be to say no. But there is some room for kula here. So the kula, it's not quoted so much, but I thought it was a very powerful point. The Aruch HaShulchan Sifnun Tes, Kuf Pei Zayin Sifnun Tes. He makes a point that this is a very powerful point. It's a little hard not to hear. He says like this. He says, I hear being machmer like the shach. He says, but not by a bedika. By a re'iya, I hear being machmer like the shach. But if it was just dam found on a bedika, in other words, it's not seeing dam, he says he thinks there's good reason to be more makel and say that if she knows she has a maka, I mean she has pain from the sides, and she can't say she's yudua shemotzi dam, but she has pain on the sides, he says there could be real good reason to be makel. Right? So the Rama we have, right? The Rama, she's in Shevinakiyim, she doesn't normally see blood then, generally the Makar does not give out blood then, And she has some sort of maka because her Beis HaChitzon does not usually feel like that. So he says, Ida is the Shach. He says, but look. He says, this is Damar Bedika. Damar Bedika. So remember, we discussed by Bedika this interesting Ramah. The Ramah writes, back in Kuf Tzad, Yisif Lamed Dalet, the Ramah writes that just like your Mako, like Samim, to be Tola and anything you could be Tola on, so too by Bedikos. Right? The Gemara says that there, you didn't look at the Bedika cloth and you put it in a place where there's Macholas, you could be Tola less than a gris on a Macholas, even by a Bedika, even though you did a Bedika. How could you do that? So we discussed it. Hezberim, the most pashut hezber we said, is because a bedika really was shaloba hargasha. Why is it tamei deraisa? It's tamei deraisa. So the Maracha Zeruah says because it's a vados, it's a real vados. The dam's migufa. The fact that it's not like a kesem, because here the dam was mamash found internally. You know, dam's over bibsara. You mamash found it inside of her. So Mamela, if you have something to be told on, even though it's a bedika, but you have something to be told on, the fact that you can be told on means you don't know that the dam's migufa. If you don't know the dam's migufa, so Mamela goes back to being just a kesem. Once it's a kesem, so now I can use a tliya. So you could say, the way the Aruch Shulchan understands is that even begufa, even though you found the dam inside of her, but if you don't know the dam, even though it's found in the Beis HaChitzon, but there's something to be told on, you can be told it was from the Tzadim. The Gemara on Daf Yudalit talks about if you do a Bedika, the Gemara has questions, why don't, even by a Bedika, we shouldn't be Metami Herbidin Vade and be Mechai Vachatas, because maybe the dam is from Dam Macholas. Maybe the dam's not Beguf, it's Macholas. So the Gemara says, no, the Beis HaChitzon is Baduk Eitzel Macholas. Lice don't go into the Beis HaChitzon. So Memela, it's for sure coming Megufa. But could be, if you know if there's a Maka, you don't know if it's Motsi Dab, but you know there's a Maka, and but says the Ramal Gabik Samim, you can be Tola on a Maka even if it's not you do a Shemotsi Dab, right? Remember the Gemara says that a woman has a wound that is healed, and it's just Rabbi Kiva says if you would rub it, it would start bleeding again. That's already enough to be tola, but because by ksamim you can be makel on a maki even if it's not Yiddush Motzi Dam. So says the Aruch HaShulchan from the Ramah, you see, you could be tola even on a maka. That's any Yiddush Motzi Dam, and even to the Shach because. What's the difference if your tliya is in the Beis HaChitzon or out of the Beis HaChitzon? The Shach agreed with the Ramah back in Kuf Tzad. He agrees that you can have tliyos on Bedika. So Mamela, the Shach should agree by Bedika that you're allowed to be Tola on a Makash Einu Duo Shemotzi Dam. So that's his point. So I thought it was a very stark point. You know, the only way you could be Cholik is you can say that's not true. The Ramah was Mekel when you're being told that the dam didn't come Igufa, that the dam was from outside of her body. But inside her body, that's already not going to be enough to mamish make a kula like that, because you know the dam came from in her. But you could say no, right? I could hear saying no. Lamaisa, this dam is not mina makar. You don't know it's from the makar, even though you did a bedika. And Memela, you can be so much to say, this is no different than a kesem, and you should be ktola, even on a makas, any Jewish and Otsidam. Because that's a svar of the Aruch HaShulchan to say, by a bedika, you could be more mako. So Memela, there's room to, so that's his cool. His cool is if a woman does a bedika, and on the bedika you find dam, and it hurts, even if she doesn't know it's Otsidam, you can still be mako. So that's what he writes. A sort of Karp, Mishmer's Tara, he points out something pretty posh, which is that the Aruch HaShulchan, the first one to mention, is chilek between Re'iyah and Bedika. So he says, it's the, he says you can't stam yusis because we don't. This doesn't seem to be right. You know, the Shulchan Aruch says if it hurts on one side, and you find that the dam is always coming from that side, so then it could be mako. So you see from Shulchan Aruch that if it hurts, but it's not always on one side, you're going to have to be machmer. It's not so pashut. This kul is not so pashut. Rav Karp says, if you have another tzad of kula, he writes, you could be mekel. So there is, right, we have a lot to be mekel here, right? It's drama. If it hurts enough, right? It hurts enough that she knows there's something wrong there. And it's a time of the month that she doesn't normally see dam from her period. And it's only Simon Bedika. Besides her Bedika, she's not seeing any dam. So in Mela, that's really a big side of Kula. So Kol Zeh, Rav Karp says you need another side of Kula. Other Svarim don't even bring the Sarach HaShulchan. So there's another side of Kula I'll mention. That's something because it's sad of Kula. I sort of all the way on Chukas Tara saying this is another sniff of Kula. It's the Shita of Avodas HaGershuni. The Sidri Taran, Kuft Sadi, Simon Sadi, hey. So he quotes an Avodas HaGershuni who says a big Kula. He says if you find one dat of blood on a Vedika cloth and the rest is all a good color, he says you could be Mako. I mean, he says even if you don't know there's a maka, none of the kulas that we have, he just thinks you can be mako. He says, why? Because there's a gemara needed afem aleph. The gemara says, makar shezia kebeis tipe margolios. The makar, you find that the makar has given out these two drops, the color of pearls. Tmeya. It's tmeya. Talking there about the sugya of makar makom otame, that even though it's not dam nidus, but it is, those drops themselves are tame binikia. Not the woman's anida, but the those droplets are tameya, because they come from the makar. They touch the makar. Aval chada, the Gemara says, ema ma'alma ka'asi. If you see one drop, assume it came at alma. So Rashi says that means assume it came from an atstadim. That if it's not a significant amount, it's only one drop, so don't assume that it came from the makar at all, because generally, it's not going to be found that way. Generally, if you find dam in a makar, it's not just one point. Why is it a one point, right, of the Bedika class? Mistama, it was from the stadim. So Mela say like this. So this is, I think, a bona fide kula, is that the woman, the basic mara on the Bedika cloth is good. But there's one point of dam, and she felt a pain. She can't be made that it's mostly, she can't say she thinks it's mostly dam, but she feels there's something wrong, something's going on there. And it's a time, it's in Shivanakiyam, so she doesn't normally see dam there. So then you could be Mekel. You could use all this to be Mekel and say that it's coming from the Tzadim. Okay, so that's all the kulos. That we could have. Generally you get used to seeing Vedika cloth. If you see something, the best thing, if you see more than one drop, or she doesn't feel any pain, sometimes there's no pain, but still there's something wrong there, so there's also, she should go to a doctor and try to figure out what's going on. Okay.
What did Rabbi say about Yashu?